Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
And good evening, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday evening. Our number 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, health challenge that you or a loved one has, we can help you, and we love hearing from you on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010 is our number. We're going to talk to Rebecca Rowland at the bottom of the hour. Rebecca is a speech pathologist, writer, and a Harvard lecturer, and she's the author of a book called The Art of Talking with Children, which shows you how to enrich your interactions with kids and build the social skills that children need to survive and be successful in our life. I often wonder how much of our society's problems are due to poor parenting, poor child rearing. Just ineffective growing of a kid. Growing of a kid is like a craft. You craft a child. There was a, you may have heard this today, a shooting in Colorado Springs. A 22-year-old male just went into a bar and shot people up, killed a bunch of people. And, you know, this is these kinds of things happen all the time, literally. Like, almost every day, probably every day. And they're always young white males, or mostly young white males. What is it about young males? White males. What is it about how we're raising our kids? Probably a lot of it has to do with the fact that kids don't feel listened to. That kids don't feel acknowledged. They're acting out. Whenever you have a kid who does something like that, that's a kid who's acting out. And much of that is due to the fact that parents didn't know how to craft a child, how to grow a child. Rebecca Rowland at the bottom of the hour, The Art of Talking with Children, and your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase all your favorite longevity products, including the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.5. Tastes like orange, delicious. I like the 2.0, but the 2.5, I think it tastes even better. It's got a little bit more nutritional value as well. All the longevity products can be found on my websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, it's a great way to jump into the nutritional supplement business with a very small investment. Or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for for more information. All right, Rebecca Rowland will be with us at the bottom of the hour, author of the book The Art of Talking with Children. And your calls next segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. Want to continue talking about bioelectricity. My favorite, I guess, well, I don't want to say my favorite, but one of my favorite subjects in all of health and nutrition. Healing is voltage, as Dr. Jerry Tennant says in his multiple books. All his books are called Healing is Voltage. There's Healing is Voltage, the handbook, Healing is Voltage, Scalar Energy, Healing is Voltage, Cancer's on-off switch, and make no mistake about it, cancer is an electrical phenomena. All of Dr. Jerry Tennant's work regards the idea that health is a voltage issue, and there's no medical protocols, folks, that are going to correct a cellular voltage issue. No drugs, no procedures, no surgeries. They're going to restore cellular voltages, whether you have cancer or any other health challenge. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we don't have drugs or surgical procedures or medical protocols. We need nutrition, and we need electrons, as we've been saying. Hopefully nobody is turned off by that word electrons, which are nothing more than pieces of electricity. We need electrons. And we need nutrients, both of which are available through the foods we eat and through supplements and supported by respiration and, of course, movement. All of this, that's the fourfold square of health. Respiration, movement, nutrition, and rest. And they all elements of the fourfold square of health, all four elements are about electrons. Electrons are how we are designed divinely to stay healthy, to repair, to regenerate, and to maximize our longevity. Disease is an electron issue. Health is an electron issue. Disease is electrical. Health is electrical. That's what Healing is Voltage is all about. It's all about electricity. So how do you leverage and exploit the power of electricity, the power of the electron, from a cellular perspective for good health? So it's great to talk about it. It's really fascinating. Hopefully you guys are as fascinated as I am with this idea of the electronic nature of health. But how do we do it? How do we build the body? How do we build the electronic nature, support the electronic nature of the body? We always hear that the blood needs to be alkaline. We said that alkaline means it's an alkaline substance has extra electricity. It can contribute electricity. Acid is associated with disease because acid steals electricity. You sometimes hear people say, there's a relationship between cancer and acidic blood. And that is true. If the blood pH drops to the acidic level, it doesn't have a lot of electrons. That's where you tend to find not just cancer, but all health challenges and just not feeling good. We don't feel good when we don't have enough electricity. Acidic blood is electron deficient blood, and we don't feel so good. From an electronic perspective, when something is alkaline, it's donating. It has extra precious electrical energy. Alkaline substances are electron rich. They're generous. They have electrons to contribute. They're wealthy. They're wealthy in the currency of chemistry or the currency of biology, which is electrons. On the other hand, acid are like thieves. They're like people stealing things. They're disruptors. They're robbers. Of electrical energy. Alkaline substances are contributors, acid substances are robbers. They steal electrons. They create handicapped atoms. An atom without or missing an electron is like a person that's missing a limb. Acid substance creates handicapped atoms. And these atoms that have missing limbs, i.e. electrons, are given the name free radicals. A free radical is a handicapped atom. It's an atom that is missing a limb, i.e. an electron. And these handicapped atoms, these missing atoms, these atoms that are missing limbs or missing electrons are considered to be one of, if not the, leading cause of aging and disease, as well as pain and inflammation and general bodily distress. ROSs, they call them. Reactive oxygen species. Just we call them free radicals. Free radicals are atoms that are missing an electron. And hence, their mission in life is to take electrons wherever they can find them. And they will. They'll take them from healthy atoms. And if those healthy atoms are in your DNA, that can cause mutations. If those healthy atoms are in the cells that make up connective tissue, that can cause inflammation. Just think of pain, inflammation, general bodily distress, shortened longevity, accelerated aging, and all the signs that come with it, including hyperpigmentation for you skin people out there. All of these are the result of unhealthy atoms that are missing electrons, secondary to or following acidity, low pH in the tissues and in the blood. The technical name for this process of electron stealing is called oxidation. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break and take your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and our number 844-236-6010. We'll get to your calls here in just a moment. We got folks on board who want to chat with us. 844-236 is our number. If you have a question, comment, success story you'd like to share, or just want to contribute to the conversation, we will continue talking about the about the electronic aspect of the body and oxidation. I should tell you here, just so I don't tease you too much, the technical name for this process of electron stealing is called oxidation. That's because oxygen is the main thief. Oxygen means acid generating. That's actually what oxygen means. Oxygen means acid generating. Oxygen rips off electrons, steals electrons, dropping the pH, making things more acidic. That's what oxygen does, and that's what oxidation is. But you can have others. It's not just oxygen that does this thing. You have something called photooxidation. Photooxidation is light stealing electrons, light generating free radicals. You can also have oxidation by various chemicals, various toxins can create an oxidative effect. And regardless of where this oxidation is occurring, oxidation is the main source of the creation of these free radicals, which is in turn the main source of accelerated aging and bodily distress, and general pain and inflammation. The classic example of this oxidation reaction is rusting iron. And so in a way, you can think of disease as rust. You can think of aging as rust. You could think of inflammation and pain as bodily rust. Rusting is really iron giving up one of its pieces of electrical energy. Iron turning into a handicap, the iron atom turning into a handicapped atom, a limb missing atom. Iron does this very readily, and in the presence of the oxygen that's in H2O, i.e. water, that oxygen will create a handicapped version of iron atom, and we see that as rust. Color change is often accompanied with oxidation. Think bananas. Think a banana turning brown. Or think an apple. When you leave it out exposed to the air, it turns brown. Oxidation is oftentimes, in fact, most of the time, associated with a color change. I don't know about, I won't say, in fact, you know, I will say, I think I will say all the time. I don't know of any time oxidation is not associated with a color change. So we'll continue talking about this idea of oxidation and what we can do about it, or how we can protect ourselves, all in the interest of increasing our longevity, improving our health, decreasing our inflammatory and pain conditions, as we continue talking about the bioelectrical system on the Bright Side. Time to hit the phones. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Mr. Andrew in California. What's going on, Andrew? How you doing? Welcome to the Bright Side.
Hey, good evening, Ben. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on, man?
So about a month ago, I basically like work like Instacart, so I shop for people, right?
Okay.
So I was just kind of about
that
my day.
Kind of cool. That's your main source of income, Instacart?
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. So you literally go to the supermarket and shop for people. Is that what it is?
Yep. Wow. Yeah, and then deliver to them.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so what's
pretty
going
easy
on?
Pretty easy when you get to know the store too. It goes pretty quick.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, I was doing that. I had my breakfast and everything, just some scrambled eggs, and then I went to my first order, and I kind of had some anxiety, and this happened day after day, and I was kind of trying to figure it out, and like, well, I noticed when I would eat, I would kind of be burping a lot, like 10, 15 minutes after I ate.
Wow, that's a classic sign of a problem. Was it eggs especially that's doing that?
No, it's just anything I ate.
Yeah.
So I cut out the eggs, and I just, like, had some yogurt, and I noticed if I eat the whole yogurt,
it's just
one of the, and I'm on the move, and, you know, like, there's a time limit and stuff, so it's kind of like,
that's a big catch,
exactly,
though. I'm glad you're noticing your body. How old are you? Can I ask you, Andrew? Are you young? Youngster?
I'm 34.
Yeah,
I hit the wall,
right? You hit the wall? You hit the wall. I love it.
Wall. Yeah, I don't drink. Party anymore. I stopped that like 5 years ago. So
good for you. Well, you made a nice catch there. That is definitely an issue that you can correct and you should correct, because it'll progress and it can tumble out of control and cause all kinds of things, all kinds of health problems. So what you want to do is you want to first of all, you can isolate the foods. You said yogurt did it and you said eggs did it, and those are two problematic foods for a lot of folks. So it could be just local specific foods like eggs and yogurt, maybe grains. And so isolating the foods is really helpful. If you find that it's anything you eat, then you probably... if it's anything you eat, you probably have something percolating along in the digestive system. What I would do is I would start using digestive support, number one, and that would be things like probiotics, apple cider vinegar, noni juice, or something acidic with your meals. And absolutely, positively digestive enzymes with the apple cider vinegar or acidic substance. General digestive protocols. You can also, uh, I you know, you say it's everything you eat, but I don't know I can't imagine it's every single thing you eat. So you can also start experimenting. Eating simply, and this is a little difficult to do, but picking foods that don't have a lot of working parts. You know, foods that have a lot of working parts, you can't really isolate what the problem is. So maybe just eat, for example, some carrots, or then maybe just beans, or then maybe just eggs. Or just pick specific foods that don't have a lot of working parts. Don't cook the foods with butter or anything that'll kind of confuse your results. And then see if you can isolate those foods, because it probably is not all foods. And by figuring out what foods is doing and what foods aren't, you can find a source of nourishment as you're working on the digestive tract. Also, let me just say this real quick. A real soothing food for the digestive system that is very easy for the body to process is chicken soup. Without the pieces of chicken, just the broth. Chicken broth is what I'm saying. And that usually is good, people can tolerate that. And also vegetable juices, although some vegetables can be problems. I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Actually, I've been listening for a number of years, handful of years, so I'm familiar with a lot of what you say. Okay. So, yeah, I've tried all that soup, you know.
Did chicken soup do it?
Which my workaround? The workaround that I found out is that if I eat, like, say I make scrambled eggs and I have half of them,
yeah,
and then I can go work. Like, so basically I take, like, 5 bites every hour, and I'm
okay.
Good. So
it's a quantity
to figure out,
thing.
Like,
it's a quantity thing. Good clue. That's a very important clue.
But I wonder if it's a digestive enzyme.
I was about to say, that's what that tells me, is because enzymes are, the more food you eat, the more enzyme activity you need. And so it may have an issue with enzymes. You may solve the entire problem with the ultimate enzymes for longevity and an acidifying agent. I want to get one more call in. Is that okay, Andrew? I hope I helped you, buddy. Okay. And thanks for listening.
Last one,
I appreciate
real quick,
it.
Would you recommend going to a chiropractor? Like,
always.
I guess they can...
Not for the digestive system necessarily, but for the body, absolutely. I love chiropractic work. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And
deep breathing.
Thanks.
Slow deep breathing also. Don't forget that. All right, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's see what Tim has to say. Tim, we got a minute or so to talk to you if you got a question. Tim? Tim in California.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm taking off the space, and thank you for taking my call. Ben, I do a number of times on other shows, and people often address cancer in relation to,
yes,
you know, what they're eating or what they, you know, lifestyle and so forth. And I should have called the other number, too, you know, because I take notes. But in particular, like skin
cancer
problems or skin dangers of skin cancer.
Yeah, that's a big topic. Tim, that's a big topic, and I want to answer it. So you can do a couple things. I'm going to be on Coast to Coast this Tuesday, if you want to call Coast to Coast. Yeah, Tuesday night. And then also you can call next week. That's a very important subject and a big subject, and it deserves more than a minute or 30 seconds or so. But I'd love it if you call, because I would definitely talk about it. It also has a lot to do with electrical energy. Thanks for your call, Tim. Appreciate it. Got to move. Rebecca Rowland coming up next. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back right after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, which is under Russian control, was rocked by shelling on Sunday, drawing condemnation from the UN nuclear watchdog, which said such attacks risked a major disaster. More than a dozen blasts shook Europe's biggest nuclear power plant on Saturday evening and Sunday. The United Nations Security Council needs to take significant measures in response to the latest intercontinental ballistic missile launch by North Korea. Qatar's ruler opened the World Cup on Sunday with a call for people of all races and orientations to put aside their differences, speaking as the host nation faced a barrage of criticism over its treatment of foreign workers and LGBT rights. The Muslim Gulf nation is staking its reputation on delivering a smooth tournament and has denied accusations of abuse of workers and discrimination. This is USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air weekend evening, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a search box you can use if you want to review a subject or program, or want to share one with a friend or loved one. Brightsideben.com also has all the longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business, be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field. If you're an entrepreneur, it's an ideal way to get your feet wet for a low cost or low investment. You can also just get your products, your longevity products, at the wholesale price if you so desire. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products off brightsideben.com, as well as my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our videos and news stories and blog posts, which are all posted on criticalhealthnews.com. Thanks, John T. Collier, for doing that for us. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more info, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products. And don't forget to buy our Truth Skin Health products if you're looking for high-end skincare. All our two skin health products are formulated by myself and my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues and prevention of post-surgical scarring, prevention of scarring from burns and traumas. What I discovered is when you heal the skin, you beautify it, and that's exactly what Truth Skin Health products are. They're healing products for the skin. And it turns out that when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin. Health equals beauty. No surprise to my Bright Side listeners. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want, just topical nutrients for your skin, topical ionic minerals, topical fat-soluble vitamin C, topical retinol, all in transdermal delivery basis. Check out all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Don't forget, we got some Black Friday specials coming up here at the end of the week. TruthTreatments.com, Truth Treatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com. All right, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest today. Rebecca Rowland is a lecturer at the Harvard Graduate School of Education. She serves on the faculty. She's an oral and written language specialist in the neurology department of Boston Children's Hospital. She advises the World Bank on curricular development, and she's the author of a very interesting new book called The Art of Talking with Children, The Simple Keys to Nurturing Kindness, Creativity, and Confidence in Kids. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Rebecca Rowland, Doctorate of Education. Doctor of Education. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you?
Nice to talk to you on this Sunday evening. You know, I'm sure you heard this. It was in the news all day today. There was a shooting in Colorado. It was a 22-year-old kid. And whenever I hear these things, I think of a kid who's acting out. I think of a kid who hasn't been nurtured with kindness, creativity, and confidence, and hasn't been listened to. So tell us a little bit about the art of talking with children and how it relates to some of the Sturm und Drang, the storm and drang that's going on in our culture today.
Yes, definitely. So yes, my book is really a hybrid memoir and guidebook. So it uses my life as a mom of two kids, as well as my research. I've done a huge journey looking into how can we really nurture children in our relationships from the earliest ages on, so helping them bond with us, helping them feel like they belong in a community, in a family, and helping them build skills. And this, I realize, we can start from the youngest ages, but we can keep going all the way through adulthood. So it's something that we can, no matter when, we can start.
How young? Like,
so I would say as soon as a child can talk, or even before you can respond to what they seem to be saying.
Okay, so before we get into what we should be doing, what are we doing wrong? Because clearly we're doing something wrong. And is what we're doing wrong a function of home life, or is it a function of schools and education, or both?
Yeah, I really think that we are, as a society, just being pushed to do things that are wrong, but it's not our fault. So I really wouldn't blame us, but more the society in terms of the push to be faster, to achieve more, to get kids moving, without really taking time to listen to them.
So you think the whole classic kind of meme or stereotype of the type A parent who's pushing the kid to be great in baseball or sports or acting or whatever they're doing, you think that's actually what's behind this?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. No, I don't think so. I think that's really just a symptom. Parents are stressed. And so I think they're just responding to the fact that there's so much pressure on everybody. I definitely wouldn't blame parents for this. I think it's much more of our society in terms of the values that it's pushing onto kids.
Well, our society, given that our society is made up of people, would you say that this is kind of like the curse of the generations, where parents are the result, dysfunctional parents are the result of their dysfunctional childhood and kind of infinitely regressive that way?
Like it's exactly. Yeah, I do think it's sort of like we have to really reparent ourselves to get out of that. It's hard.
So the art of talking with children is partially about reparenting.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Being really self-aware.
Self-aware of your parenting, I don't want to say skills because it may be lack of skills, but your parenting abilities or how you're parenting.
Exactly. Yeah, and then only then you can really start to make changes.
So what are some things to look out for that are screwing up your kids?
So everything from, for example, wanting your child to be something that they don't want to be or that they can't be. It's natural to some degree, but if your child's really showing you, they don't want to be that person, they don't want to be, who you wanted to be as a child, for example, then that can really be hard for them and end up in breaking your relationship to some degree at an extreme. Similarly, just like projecting your emotion. So feeling like, oh, I'm feeling sad, but you must feel sad too.
Mm.
And not taking the time to notice, oh, I might feel sad, but my child's really excited. Everything like that.
Are there things to look for in your kid or your kid's behavior that are clues that you're doing something wrong or you should be fine-tuning your approach?
Definitely, yeah. So I think a couple things. First, if your child just seems more and more shut off, and the more you kind of panic and probe and ask questions, the more shut off they feel. Seems like maybe try to take a different tack. You know, something else needs to change. Same thing for if your child just feels like they don't want to talk to you, you know, and and you feel like you're trying your best, but you're not sure what to do. You know, maybe seeing things from a different angle could be helpful.
What are things for, like, really little kids, like 2 years old or 3 years old or even you know, less than 2 years old, that are signs that wouldn't be like your kid is shutting off necessarily? Because that sounds like a more advanced kind of problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for littler kids, I think if your child is having tons and tons of tantrums just beyond what seems typical, or is feeling, like, really frustrated that you're not seeming to understand, so they keep, you know, pushing, keep trying to get something, and you're not meeting their needs in some way. A lot of times we think about helping a child explore their emotions. So, but if you feel like, oh, you get stressed out when you hear a child cry or you hear a child start to have a tantrum, that can actually increase the tantrum.
So what would you suggest doing if a child is having a tantrum or out of control and irrational and they're pre-rational? How would you communicate to that child?
Yeah, so part of it is really just being with them, not necessarily even using words, but just showing them you're there for them. You're validating their feeling. You know, like, this is something that does feel really important to them, even if it's, like, losing a toy or something little in the grocery store. This does feel really hard. So taking the time to sit with them and help them, you know, let them let it out is really important. And also just helping talk about their feelings with them. So maybe even they can't talk. But you can talk for them in some ways and kind of check in with them. You know, is it that, you know, are you sad that this happened or is it this? You know, and you kind of help them start to put names and labels and words to things.
Wow,
and we know that
cool.
That could actually help the brain.
Yeah. I love that. Hang on to that thought because we got to take a break. But I want to talk about this idea of labeling feelings because that sounds really powerful to me. Mm-hmm. Rebecca Rowland is with us. We're talking about her book, The Art of Talking with Children. More with Rebecca Rowland on The Bright Side right after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Rebecca Rowland. Her book is The Art of Talking with Children. Rebecca, before you went to break, you mentioned this idea of labeling emotions and labeling feelings. I find that really intriguing. Can you kind of flesh that out a little bit and what that means and why it's so important?
Definitely, yes. We know that kids, and especially younger kids, before they can talk, feel a lot of things, but they're not really sure actually what they're feeling. They can't really put a label on it. And we also know that by doing that, by actually helping them figure out how to put a word to what they're feeling, or multiple words, we help them actually calm down their nervous system. Mm. So this actually helps them figure out, you know, how do I move forward and calm themselves down. So it's a really powerful strategy we can use with all ages of kids.
I wonder if that applies to us adults, too, like labeling our feelings.
It does, yeah. So we know a lot about that, too, is that actually figuring out what we feel, it's probably why journaling is so helpful, because it helps us start to unweave, you know, what's happening to me and why do I feel this way.
It seems like this is all comes under the kind of umbrella of making your kid feel okay.
Definitely.
You think? And that's kind of like the bottom line to this, is that your kid's all right, your kid's okay. And that, don't you think that's like the most important thing a kid can go through life, like the most important thing a kid can be taught, is that he's okay?
Yeah.
As he goes, right?
Yeah, I do think so. And I also, especially this feeling that like all my feelings are okay. I can feel whatever. I can't do whatever I want, maybe, but I can feel anything and that's going to be okay.
Yeah. Even anger, sadness, things that are like bad feelings, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I'm using air quotes there. Those are okay. Those are things that the kids should be taught are okay. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be frustrated. Correct?
Yeah, definitely. And I think once kids feel that, then they can say, well, now that I feel this, how can I help myself? Versus if they never really feel okay feeling that feeling, then they stuff it down and they may act out or feel depressed or anxious.
So here's a question for you. Given that these are pre-verbal or pre-language kids, these really young ones, how much of adults, me and you and our friends and family and all the people we know, how much of what adults are suffering from is a result of subconscious pre-language kinds of feelings that they never got to express or they never got to label or understand?
That's a great question. I do think a lot of times things like, you know, when a child is experiencing a certain emotion, maybe it's frustration or you know, is screaming because of something or whining. There's certain things that can trigger different people. And I think part of the reason is because that may have been an emotion in your childhood that you weren't allowed to express, or that was, you know, that was punished. So it's very triggering to you.
Or extreme reactions, like if you lose your keys and you can't, and you lose your, you know, you lose your keys and you can't, you freak out or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or when things happen, there could be something that was from a pre-language experience that you may have had that you never got to process. Do you think?
No, definitely. Yeah, and I think actually the more aware we can be and the more we can start to use language to figure that out, the better.
I love that. So being aware is really, that's a key element to all of this, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. And I think the dual part of it, so helping ourselves be more aware and then also helping kids be more aware, I think it's so powerful.
Okay, so your book is titled The Art of Talking with Children. I definitely want to talk about that. But I also want to talk about the art of listening to children. So can you kind of elaborate a little bit on what you mean by talking to children? Let's talk a little bit about listening to children.
Yes, definitely. So I really focus on listening as the foundation of any conversation, and especially reflective listening. So meaning we actually take the time not to sort of put our own agenda onto the conversation, but really to help kids expand and explore on what they're feeling.
Is there a way to listen? Could you teach listening? Or could you,
definitely.
Skills? Yeah, like what would you say are some of the skills?
So some of the skills are, for example, helping to expand on what a child is saying. So things like, tell me more. I'm not sure I understand that last part. Could you explain it?
Okay.
So actually helping expand. The second part, so I have a three-part strategy. It's expand, explore, and then evaluate.
Okay.
And so the first is expanding, helping a child kind of get out more. Second is exploring, so helping them actually explore the feeling, the situation, why they're feeling what they're feeling. And then the third is evaluate, so listen to them in terms of, you know, is what they're doing working for them? Do they want to try something else? Rather than jumping in with our own ideas, starting with what they have to say.
Now, why just children? This sounds like it would work with anybody. Expand, explore, evaluate. Like if you're having a...
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, actually, I get that comment a lot, and I think it's very true. I think this could be equally applied to children in any of our relationships.
You know why? Because we're all children.
We're
all just big kids.
I do think we're all human. So
No, we're not human. Really, we're children.
Children. Yeah, adult children.
Yes, we're all children.
We're all big children.
We're all big children. And we're all just trying to figure it out, don't you think? And
yeah,
we all think
right?
And everybody's thinking that everybody else has it figured out or other people have it figured out. And we're all just trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
We should be more forgiving
about
that. So how about when you say... talking to children, you say nurturing kindness, creativity, and confidence. So talk to us a little bit about how good talking or effective talking can do that, can nurture kindness, creativity, and confidence.
Definitely, yeah. So I have, in the book, I talk about what I call a double promise, meaning that there's actually two things that conversation helps us do. So the first promise is that really in the moment, it improves our relationship. So it helps us feel more connected, have more fun, or just even explore each other's perspectives better. And the second promise is over the long term. So the idea is that these small moments of connection actually accumulate. So we don't see a child, becoming more creative in one conversation or becoming more kind. But we do see over time, when you look back over these kind of conversations, my child does seem much more creative than they were 6 months ago or a year ago. So I think that double promise really speaks to the fact that it works on two levels.
And where does confidence, how does that play into it?
So confidence, I see, is really this kind of I can reaction. So it's sort of an attitude that applies to everything. It's just, when a child fails, are they going to say, I can keep trying, or I can get there, or are they going to shut down? So our conversations can really help promote that I can reaction rather than feeling like, I'm going to give up now.
Like can do, like no matter what happens,
exactly.
I can handle it.
I can keep trying, I can fail, and I can go again. Yeah.
I love that. Have you heard of this concept of EQ? You probably have, I'm sure. Like emotional, right?
Yeah, emotional quotient, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like an IQ, like an emotional version
exactly.
of IQ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So do you think that people are born, like with IQ, people are born with an IQ. Do you think people are born with an EQ, or is this the kind of thing that what you're talking about can kind of nurture or increase or somehow sustain?
Yes, I think, EQ is a huge and, a vast topic, and I do think that it's something that's changeable. So obviously everybody has certain things they're stronger at and weaker at. naturally. They also are born into a certain family. But I think there's so much about it that changes over time, and especially with nurturing.
All right, so you're a pathologist, a speech pathologist. Mm-hmm. That's your background.
Yes.
How does that play into – that's how you speak, or that's the tech – the process of speaking, if that's the right word. But how does that connect with what you're saying, with what you're speaking? Is there a relationship
there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I think that these things are really interconnected. So what you're saying and how you're saying it aren't really two separate things. It all comes together when you're having a conversation. You know, so you can say the really nicest words, but if you say it in a cold tone and you seem very distant from your child, your child's not going to take that as realistic. You can also praise your child, but if you're, you know, it feels hollow, if you're overpraising your child, it also doesn't really help your child. There's actually some really cool research called the praise paradox.
The
praise paradox.
Okay.
So meaning that actually they found that, especially for kids with low self-esteem, when parents praise them a ton, so something like, oh, that's a fabulous drawing, that's amazing, their self-esteem actually went down.
Oh, now what accounts for that? That's very interesting. What accounts for that?
Yeah, so they actually felt that the kids saw it as hollow, and it showed that the kids thought, oh, this isn't a great thing, and my parents don't think I could do much better. So
they're humoring me? They're kind of humoring me?
They're humoring me, exactly. Yes.
Do kids really, are they that sophisticated? Kids are that sophisticated they can kind of tell?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think kids sense a lot more than we think. So
that's interesting. So if you want to kind of mix in a little critique, is that what you're saying? Or not saying anything?
Yeah, to help your child, especially to help your child judge themselves, rather than to you always be the judge.
Well, that is very interesting. Wow. All right. Well, I learned a lot there, Dr. Rowland. Thank you so much, Rebecca Rowland. Her book is The Art of Talking with Children. What's your website, Rebecca?
So it's just www.rebeccarowland.com. And it's two L's and Rowland, and then two C's and Rebecca.
Okay, RebeccaRowland.com, and the book is The Art of Talking with Children. Thanks so much, Rebecca. Thanks for coming on The Bright Side.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Have a beautiful evening, and thanks for the work.
Thank you.
Appreciate the work,
right.
Too.
Thank you.
And that is all the time we have for tonight on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Check out my websites, BrightSideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com for all the longevity products and the business opportunity. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products and check them out. Later this week, we got Black Friday specials at Truth Treatments with an S, TruthTreatments.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular week. We'll talk to you next Saturday, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Bye for now.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.